With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. U.S. and Iranian officials resume talks on Saturday. At issue, Tehran's quickly growing nuclear program. Now, both sides say talks earlier this weekend in Rome were very productive. Military analyst Colonel Robert McGinnis telling Salem Radio, no one should doubt Iran's resolve to use weapons against perceived enemies.
Last year, in 2024, Iran fired ballistic missiles from its own territory into the nation of Israel. Although most were shot down, most of the drones and ballistic missiles, cruise missiles, and the like were destroyed before they impacted. Still, I would argue the genie is out of the bottle. Iran now feels emboldened.
An Israeli investigation into the deaths of 15 Palestinian medics last month in Gaza by Israeli forces says it found professional failures. All of those medics worked for the Red Cross. Also at SRNnews.com, Ukraine says Russia's attacks continuing despite an Easter promise of a ceasefire.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky delivered an Easter message to his people, telling them, we know what we're defending and fighting for, and to not lose faith. Ukrainians in Lukashivka gathered outside the ruins of a damaged church to bless Easter cakes. But Olha Rudino, who prepared her basket of Easter cakes for blessing, said she doesn't believe in a ceasefire and that believing in a ceasefire is deceiving yourself. And Rudino has reason for her distrust. President Zelensky said Sunday morning that despite Russia's announcement of a ceasefire, there have been dozens of instances of Russian shelling and dozens of drone strikes.
And this is SRN News. Well, Christian practices and pro-life opinions are linked.
According to the Public Religion Research Institute, the more frequently an American goes to church, the more likely it is that he opposes abortion. People who pray regularly are also more likely to be pro-life, as are those who read the Bible on a regular basis. The poll seems to indicate that the more a person practices his Christian faith, the more he will come to the conclusion that unborn babies are living human beings whose lives need to be protected. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The nation's 9,000 Catholic employers do not need to abide by federal regulations requiring accommodations for workers who seek abortions. That's a ruling issued this week by a federal judge in North Dakota. Catholic Benefits Association and Bismarck Diocese filed suit last year challenging the Biden administration's EEOC regulations on implementing the Pregnant Workers Fairness Act. This is SRN News. ER hospital visits facing, well, we'll say tough scrutiny.
An Associated Press and Side Effects Public Media data analysis shows one in six visits to the emergency department in 2022 that resulted in hospital admission had a wait of 4 or more hours. The analysis also showed 50% of patients who were boarded for any length of time were 65 and older. ER boarding is a symptom of the U.S. healthcare system's struggles. Experts warn the boarding issue will worsen as the number of people 65 and older in the U.S. with dementia grows in the coming decades. John Scott reporting.
NBA coach Greg Popovich of the San Antonio Spurs continues to rest at home following a medical incident this past week in a restaurant. He became ill and briefly spent some time in the hospital. He is doing well, though he missed most of the season while recovering from a mild stroke. More details at SRNnews.com.